You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Dozens of Eau Claire area residents gathered at City Hall on Monday afternoon to protest legislation recently introduced by Congressman Derek Van Orden. The legislation would prohibit federal funding for entities that employ individuals who condone and advocate for political violence and domestic terrorism. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge spoke at the event on Monday, accusing Congressman Van Orden of attacking free speech and punishing 80,000 Eau Claire residents for the words of two individuals on the city council. Benjamin's House Emergency Shelter in Rice Lake has announced a significant donation to improve their services. According to organization officials, Trinity Lutheran Church recently made a $75,000 donation to the shelter to upgrade the building's kitchen. The renovated kitchen would allow individuals using the shelter's services to practice cooking for themselves and make it easier for volunteers to provide more meals. Shelter officials say they also need around $100,000 to fix their boiler and furnace systems. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is advising residents of a new scam that has been popping up across the state. According to agency officials, a number of residents have received contact from scammers claiming to be human resource representatives from various real companies like Amazon. The scammers claim to have seen the victim's resume on a job search site before claiming they could connect the victim to remote jobs with high salaries. They then send the victim an official-looking contract and request personal and banking information. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has reported another significant increase in the number of calls for falls in 2024. According to a recently released report, emergency crews responded to over 140,000 calls for residents who were hurt in a fall. The total is nearly 10,000 higher than 2023 and over 35,000 higher than 2019. DHS officials say the state's aging population is a contributing factor in the increased number of falls. Wisconsin also has the highest fall death rate among older adults in the country. The Eau Claire Community Humane Association has launched a new fundraiser to address a growing need for dental work in their animals. According to a social media post, the organization says the number of animals that need dental cleanings and extractions is growing faster than they're able to manage. The cost of the dental work could also run as much as $1,200, depending on the extent of the work needed, so they've launched a dental and specialty surgery fund to help cover the costs. Donations can be made on the organization's website. St. Croix Health is among 10 rural Wisconsin hospitals that have formed a new network aimed at improving patient care and reducing costs. According to a press release from Vernon Health, the hospitals have joined to form the Wisconsin High Value Network. Officials say the coalition will include committees where medical staff can collaborate on best practices for rural healthcare, purchasing equipment and supplies in bulk to reduce costs, and offering patients better services. They also say the network could expand with additional independent rural hospitals. The city of Rice Lake will use federal transportation grant funding to improve an intersection seeing an uptick in traffic over recent years. City officials say they've obtained over $1 million in funding through a Highway Safety Improvement Project grant to reconstruct the intersection of Wisconsin Avenue and Highway O and install new traffic signals next year. They say the intersection is one of the more dangerous in the area and has only become more dangerous with Oak Leaf Clinics moving in and Menards planning a self-storage facility. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand equal rights protections in the state. Officials say the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment is more comprehensive than its federal counterpart, covering discriminatory practices on the basis of sex, race, religion, marital status, disability, gender identity, and more. Because the proposal is an amendment to the state constitution and not just a bill, it must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before being put to voters statewide on a ballot referendum. Clean water activists are warning against a proposed measure that would allow the U.S. Department of Defense to dispose of PFAS in firefighting foam by incinerating them. The measure is included in the National Defense Authorization Act currently in the U.S. Senate. Conservationists say burning the PFAS could lead to more contamination issues, especially in the areas surrounding the incineration sites. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has co-sponsored an amendment to the bill to remove the measure lifting the moratorium on incinerating PFAS. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced that a multi-state coalition has secured a court order blocking the release of personal information on residents who received SNAP to the Trump administration. On Thursday, a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order preventing the USDA from demanding states turn over the SNAP data, known as Food Share, in Wisconsin. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the data contains sensitive personal information, including Social Security numbers, for nearly 1 million Wisconsin residents. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Making movies seems like a pretty good gig. Believe it or not, there are people who whine and moan about it, according to wrestler-turned-actor David Batista. He told GQ he is getting older and more choosy about projects and says, quote, "I want to work with people I just love and respect because I love this business. I love filmmaking and the art, and if people don't want to be there, I don't want to be there with them." This was obviously before reviews for his new film, Afterburn, came out. If you're looking for something to rent that you might have forgotten about or never got around to seeing, check out a film that's climbing the HBO charts. 2011's The Sitter is more or less a remake of the Elizabeth Shue 80s comedy Adventures in Babysitting, albeit a more foul-mouthed and raunchy one. Jonah Hill and Sam Rockwell star in the film that critics say might be worth a revisit. If you're wondering why it was forgotten about, it could be because it received a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it does have Sam Rockwell. It's worth checking out, as sometimes history is kind to comedies. Well, that was fast. Jimmy Kimmel is back. ABC announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return, with his first day back on the air being Tuesday, September 23rd. Turns out being suspended for an indefinite amount of time meant about a week. Disney faced protests from viewers and fans of the company, which included celebrities Martin Short and Tom Hanks, who have created very successful characters for the Mouse House. They teamed with the American Civil Liberties Union, according to Variety. The ACLU called the move to suspend Jimmy a blow to free speech. Disney CEO Bob Iger said bringing back Jimmy Kimmel Live was in the best interest of Disney and ABC. As of this writing, drama manufacturers Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, owners of many of the ABC affiliates, say they won't air Kimmel's return, so the struggle continues. Sometimes it's not as fun to watch big movies at home as it can be in the theater. That's not going to stop people from checking out the latest superhero film to drop on the streamers. Fantastic Four: First Steps is now available on various platforms to stream, which gives people like me lots of options of how not to watch. But for those of you who are huge MCU fans, check out this pretty well-reviewed flick now in your living room as of yesterday. Mariska Hargitay has played Olivia Benson for over 25 years on Law & Order SUV, but it was almost a much shorter run. She was nearly let go after season 3 due to an incident involving alcohol. It's not what you think. Hargitay says she had a few glasses of wine with her hairstylist and requested a pixie cut. What she thought was a really cool cop haircut almost got her fired from the show. It's a good thing she didn't go with the custard nut. Google it. It's funny. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. Right now it's 53.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.